Kailash Satyarthi, the hero who saved 80,000 children from slavery. Back then, India was notorious for using children as workers in factories and sweatshops. Many children as young as 6 years old had long been forced into working up to 12 to 16 hours a day. 26-year-old Kailash Satyarthi made a life-changing decision. He left behind his successful career and dedicated his life to working as an advocate against child labour. Born in central India in 1954, Satyarthi studied electrical engineering and had worked for many years as a teacher before making the decision that took him in a very different direction. Satyarthi became Secretary General for the Bonded Labour Liberation Front, an organisation set up to investigate and eradicate child labour in India. In the same year, Satyarthi set up the Bachpan Bachao Andolan, which is translated as Save the Childhood Movement. He and other members went through factories and workshops where children worked to pay back short-term loans. They took the children out of forced labour and put them into schools. In 1994, Satyarthi founded Goodweave to put an end to child labour in the carpet industry. By giving Goodweave labels to companies operating without using child labour, it encourages the carpet industry to stamp out child slavery and provides an ethical choice to consumers around the world. In 1998, Satyarthi organised a global march against child labour. Over 7 million people, including representatives from teachers' groups and trade unions in 103 countries, took part in the demonstration. This march motivated the International Labour Organization to draw up Convention 182, a blueprint to eliminating child labour across the globe. During years of experience rescuing child slaves, Satyarthi has been attacked several times. His leg was broken and he had fractures to his skull and shoulders whilst he was trying to rescue children. Two of his colleagues died and many others have been beaten up plenty of times. Despite all this, he has never given up his work. The unstoppable Kailash Satyarthi has always believed social and education reforms play crucial roles in his fight against child labour. He thinks the reforms are important in a sense that they change people's attitudes towards child labour. It is necessary for different groups to work together to improve the lives of children in places where they are exploited. Satyarthi could have led a very comfortable life, but instead he chose to embark on the tough, rocky journey of fighting against child slavery. Over the years, he and his colleagues have rescued over 80,000 child slaves. Without him, child slavery would have remained unconsidered and undiscussed in India. He has no plans to slow down. There is still a tremendous amount of work for him to do before his dream of a fair and just world for children is even halfway achieved.